Hi, my name is Steve Shamo, and I this podcast is about the immunoglobulin FC fusion proteins article appearing in the October and November issues in parts one and part two. Over the past three decades, 45 monoclonal antibodies and monoclonal antibody derivative products have been approved for therapeutic use in the U.S. Now, one class of antibody derivatives is growing in importance, and that's FC fusion proteins. Many biologically active proteins, including receptor extracellular domains, cytokines, enzymes, and bioactive peptides, have very short serum half-lives because rapid renal clearance limits their exposure in target tissue and, consequently, their pharmacological effect. The primary reason for fusing a biologically active protein with FC is half-life extension. Since the first description in 1989 of a CD4 FC fusion protein, interest in this class of engineered proteins has grown. The rationale for that development is that fusing a polypeptide, one that otherwise may not be a viable drug candidate due to its short in vivo half-life, to an immunoglobulin FC converts that polypeptide into a practical therapeutic form. Part one of this article, which appears in October, covers the design and manufacture of FC fusion proteins. Part two, in November, is a review of the various FC fusion proteins approved for use in the U.S. And there are now, at the time of publication of this article, 10 of these. Thanks very much, and I hope you enjoy the pair of articles.